All right, welcome everyone. So Takara Scheller is a best-selling author, award-winning speaker. She's an engineer, or I think an ex-engineer, a publisher, and a mystic. Takara is known as the Dolphin One, the Chalice of Divine Frequencies, and the Spiritual Treasure Hunter. And she's a friend. For three decades, she's helped thousands of people from over 100 countries discover their diamonds and gold within. That means their unique gifts and talents, their intuitive and healing abilities, their passion, their purpose, and their joy. Dolphin angels began showing up in all of Takara's meditations as soon as she learned to meditate back in 1993. And after hearing the story of Lolita, the orca whale also known as Tokutai, she left the security of a high-paying engineering management career in 1996 to move to the San Juan Islands and co-found a nonprofit to try to help her get home. In 1998, Takara downloaded from the universe the words to the Golden Water Dolphin Meditation for Planetary Healing. And people the world over have been participating in it with her every spring and fall equinox since. So Takara has been doing the September global water healings before the fall equinox, I think pretty much every year. And Takara
every year,
Every year, yes. Yes, yes. And now we're hearing breath sounds again. So,
yeah, oh, boy.
That. All right. Yeah, yeah.
Is that better?
I know. Yes, that is. Yes.
I should have called in on my computer. Sorry about that.
It'll work. It'll work. Takara is the author of several best-selling books, including Peering Through the Veil and her latest Unleash Your Future, which was endorsed by Jack Canfield and given the must-read seal of approval from Law of Attraction magazine. She is the creator, manager, and co-author of the best-selling book collaboration Dolphins and Whales Forever, of which the first chapter was written by my Dolphin Heart World partner, Shay. As an alchemist, Takara accesses multiple dimensions and can embody and radiate dolphin, angel, goddess, and other energy healing frequencies. I think there's some other authors from Dolphins and Whales Forever who are also on this call. Welcome all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. Takara infuses these vibrations into the meditations that she leads, the classes that she teaches, and the energy healing products that she creates, including dancing dolphin alchemical synergy oils and mists. And they're good. I can give a testimonial for those.
Yay.
And Takara teaches many online programs and offers private sessions with clients. So Takara, thank you for being here today, and take it away. It's all yours.
I am always, always delighted to come and participate in this. It's a very important practice that I'm so glad so many people, you know, do this every month, and they're focusing on the waters and healing the waters. Before we get started, I want to share a couple things. The first one is the reason that I always do it in September. And this is not to put a damper on the festivities and the enjoyment and the celebration of what we do here, but it's what's on my heart, and it's what I was guided to do. Every September 1st, which was yesterday across the world, they begin the slaughter in Taiji, Japan, of dolphins. And that just, I get tears just thinking about it. But I wanted to do this meditation every September to send loving energy to them, to honor them and their lives, and to also bring awareness to their plight so that more people can know about it and can do something. So that's why I choose September. And also in September is when we do the equinox meditations for the global water healing. So to also something that David and I were speaking about before the call really began, the way this works is that I'm shown a vision of where to begin, and then as I'm describing that to you, I will be shown another image, and I will so I'm being guided through the meditation as I'm leading you through the meditation. So I don't know where we're going either, is the bottom line of that. So let us begin. The first thing that I want you to do is to close your eyes, take a few slow, deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, if that's comfortable for you, breathing in joy, breathing out any worries or cares, breathing in peace, breathing out any tension that you're holding anywhere in your body, breathing in divine love, and breathing out anything else that's keeping you from being fully present right here, right now. Just let it all go. And now just for a moment, bend your head down as if you're looking at your heart and find something that you're grateful for. It's in that state of gratitude that energy begins to shift, that the mind chatter begins to slow down or dissipate altogether, and that we can go into a deeper meditative state. I'm seeing all of us gathering together, no matter where we're from, no matter where we're calling in from. I see us all gathering on a beautiful beach somewhere, and we're forming a circle, and we're gathering, we're holding hands, and we're looking across at other people in this circle, and we're smiling, and we're looking into one another's eyes, and we're remembering how we know one another, remembering our cetacean connection, our connection to dolphins and whales, our connection to the ocean. We're remembering how we are one with the universe and all that is, and that we are much more than humans living a third-dimensional experience, but we are from the multiverse. We are part of divinity. We are part of the all. And as we look into one another's eyes, I begin to see that within each of our hearts, and for some of you it might be your high heart, closer up to the thymus, but there begins to be a glow, a radiance of light that starts to come forward from your heart space. Because in this circle, there is love. There is divine love. And as we hold hands and look into one another's eyes and we smile and we feel the breeze, the sand under our toes, we're feeling the love of beautiful frequencies of heaven and earth and ocean and sun and ancestors and future selves and future lives. All of it coalescing into this moment, into our circle. And in this circle, with our beautiful hands holding one another, I release the hand of the person next to me, but I remain holding on to the person behind, you know, on my other side, and I begin to unwind the circle so that we can form a line. Still holding hands, I lead you out onto a pier. It's a beautiful, beautiful wooden pier. It stretches out into the most beautiful ocean, crystalline water, the light from the sun sparkling on the surface. And I take you out to the end of this pier, and at the end of the pier, there is a giant circle made of wood that we can all reform our circle inside. So we walk all the way out there, and we reform our circle, holding hands, looking at one another's eyes, but also from the sides, we're looking out at the beautiful water. We're noticing the beautiful birds flying above. We're feeling the sun on our skin. What a beautiful day. What a loving group of people. And now coming down from the heavens is a beautiful column of white light. Iridescent sparkles are coming down, these beautiful frequencies, beautiful harmonies, beautiful colors and sounds and geometries, all the way from the great central sun, from the heart of the goddess, from the heart of all that is, are these beautiful emanations, these beautiful frequencies. And they're coming down around us so that our entire group is surrounded in this beautiful golden column of light. And we begin to feel the vibrations. And now, magically, this beautiful place that we're standing on, this beautiful circle made of wood, is beginning to descend. And as it descends, we start to feel water on our feet. We start to feel water. Pardon me. We start to feel water on our ankles. We start to feel water on our calves. And as it gently descends into the ocean, all of us standing there smiling, looking at one another, as we go into the ocean together as one, one heart, one beautiful group of people, all with the focus of healing the oceans, of blessing the waters, of blessing ourselves. And as we continue to descend, we start to go under the water and we realize that we can breathe there easily. So we get to go underwater and maybe we see a coral reef. Maybe we see schools of fish. Maybe we see seaweed waving as the waves of the ocean wave above us. And we descend all the way to the floor of the ocean. And this platform that we've been on begins to dissolve. And underneath it, on the ocean floor, a design begins to reveal itself. In the sand, there are golden lines of light that are starting to create a gridwork, a mandala, a series of symbols. Whatever you see or sense is perfect. What I see and sense will be different than what you see or sense. But these beautiful symbols of light, these beautiful lines, this is a special node, a special juncture where the ley lines, the song lines of the earth come together in the ocean. And by being here on top of it and activating together this wonderful node, this wonderful connection, these symbols, these sacred geometries, these lines of light, this mandala of energy is starting to create a vortex. It's starting to create energy moving up around us and going up even higher, all the way through the water, all the way to the surface, all the way up into the air. We're inside this beautiful portal of light, this beautiful opening into other dimensions, into the new earth, into Mother Gaia's heart and the oceans around the world are all connected to this node through the song lines, the ley lines. And as they radiate out from this particular node, we begin to see the line itself, the song line, the ley line, light up in golden light also. So observe these lines. And if you'd like to, you can release your hands from holding the person next to you, and you can turn around and face the ocean so that our backs are to one another and we can see out in the distance. And of course, a pod of dolphins is coming. Of course, the orcas are coming. Of course, off in the distance, there are humpbacks and blue whales and belugas and all these different whales, all these different oceans. They know who we are. They know how much we love the ocean. They know that in other lifetimes, we are they and they are us. And so we see them coming, and they come up, and they circle around. They might swim in between you and the person next to you. They might swim in the center of the circle or all around. Dolphins, orcas, whales create a beautiful symphony of energy, of harmonics, of vibration. The dolphins send out their sonar, so do the orcas and the whales. Everyone is sending out vibrations, and those vibrations help you activate within yourself your own dolphin, orca, or whale self. It unlocks the memories of lifetimes when you were that, lifetimes when you were a dolphin or whale, lifetimes when you, whether in the third dimension or on another planet or in a parallel or alternate universe or reality, you were a brother or sister whale or dolphin. Perhaps you were on Sirius. Perhaps you were on Arcturus. Perhaps you were somewhere else in the multiverse. But this pod of dolphins, these different whales that have shown up, these different orcas that have shown up, they are your kin. They are your brothers and sisters that just look differently than you do. If you would like, you can go off and swim with them. If you're really comfortable or feeling adventurous, you can shapeshift into that aspect of self and swim as the dolphin or the whale or the orca. But if you decide to go off and swim with them, they're going to take you down a ley line, what we call song lines, because the whales sing the songs that keep those ley lines in the ocean activated and cleared. You might hold on to their fin. You might follow behind them. They may reach up underneath you and have you sit on them, whatever you feel is appropriate. This is an alternate reality experience. They're here of their free will, and so are you. They are companions. They are friends. They are bringing us joy and wisdom and freedom of swimming in the open ocean. And as you follow an orca or a dolphin or a whale down one of these ley lines that is lighting up in golden light, they're going to take you to a place in the ocean or up to the entrance to a river or some other tributary, a waterway. They're going to take you to a place that needs your assistance. They're going to take you to the places that need to be cleared, that need to be activated, that need to be uplifted. They might take you to places that humans are not even aware exist yet. It could be deep in the trenches of the ocean or inside caves under the water that no one has ever seen before. Wherever you're drawn, just go and trust. We're still here. We're still all connected. But you're going out into the ocean to wherever you and your soul and your companion cetacean knows there's a need. And when you get there, the heavens above are going to open up and a column of light is going to come down through the atmosphere, through the multi-dimensions, down through the air, into the water, and then completely engulf you in the perfect frequencies, the perfect light, the perfect vibrations to heal this location. So as this light comes down, see the node in that location begin to light up. And perhaps the symbols that you start to see on the ocean floor will look different than the ones we saw when we were first together. Because the vibrations, the frequencies, the energy that each location needs could be unique. What will greatly benefit one location might be very different than what will greatly benefit another. And the perfect vibrations are coming down, and so they're lighting up with your assistance. They're lighting up the nodes, and the symbols are being drawn, and the nodes are turning on, and the golden lights are appearing, and the symbols are showing up. And then that golden light goes off toward another node that needs assistance. So your companion, the cetacean that's with you, it will take you there as well. So you see this other location where a column of light comes down all the way from the multiverse, through the air, into the water, completely engulfing and surrounding you with the perfect vibrations for that location. Feel the energies. Feel the energies moving through you, around you, into the earth. And imagine or sense or see or hear the beautiful symbols lighting up on the ocean floor and the ley lines lighting up coming off of that particular node. With intention, in these different nodes that you have activated with the assistance of a cetacean, or the cetacean has activated with the assistance of you, make your intention to heal the waters, to uplift the vibrations, to up the quotient of love on the planet, the divine love that heals all. Become that love yourself. Feel that love yourself. Feel the oneness with all of creation. Feel the oneness with Mother Gaia. Feel the oneness with the cetacean that you're with, the dolphin, the orca, the whale. Maybe you brought a whole pod with you. That's fine too. Or maybe you have all three with you. Whatever you see or sense is perfect. But send out that intention, send out that call, send out that activation. If you're an energy healer, if you use your hands, if you're a vessel of divine light, then bend down and place your hands on the ocean floor, lighting it up even more. Be the activator, the healer. Because when the ley lines and the nodes are activated, when the lines of light going everywhere, all over the ocean, 70 to 80% of our entire planet is being healed. And then the energies from those locations also run up the rivers, run up the streams, run up the tributaries, helping the bays and the fish hatchery places, the places where the salmon go in the Northwest, the places where all the krill and the fish and the other things that feed all the cetaceans and the people who eat fish and those things. They're all becoming more pristine. They're all becoming healed and more whole and more vibrant and more life-filled. The chi, the energy within every molecule of these waters is improving, is raising, is coming back to life. The water is teeming with life. The molecules are teeming with chi and life force. The divine energy that animates you and I, that allows us to be alive, is animating and energizing the water itself. All the stagnant places are being dissolved and eliminated, and they're being reborn into healed and whole, life-filled, chi-filled molecules of water. And that in turn, of course, puts more life and more love and more joy and more energy into all of the sea life out there. The shell, things that live in shells, things that live in the coral reeds, the cetaceans, the schools of fish, all of them thrive better when the water is a higher vibration and a higher quality. And because not all of the cetaceans are getting to swim free in the ocean, we send love to their waters too. We help rejuvenate and heal and activate and awaken and send chi and loving energy to the waters of all of the sea life that are not with their families. They know you. They know who you are. They know you love them. They know you care. And they communicate with you, sometimes with their voice. Sometimes you hear them, sometimes you dream of them. They communicate with us, even if we're unaware of it. We're one with everything on the planet, all the people, all the animals, all the plants, all the stones. We're all part of the one Gaia body. And in this moment, we've taken up the mantle of helping to heal the ocean and all the waters on the planet. And just as a blessing to each of us, let's send some blessing to the waters that we drink, to the waters that we give our plants and give to our animals. Let's send some light and chi and healing energy to the clouds, to the atmosphere, so that the rain that comes down is also clear and pristine and has more life force. Feel and sense the love, the vibrations coming from the multiverse, flooding the oceans with light, with divine frequencies of healing, of joy. Now I'm going to be quiet for just a moment so that this cetacean that you've been with, or this pod of cetaceans, or this group, whatever they look like, of dolphins, orcas, or whales, that you have a moment to commune with them, communicate, say hello, share what's on your heart, and listen for a response. Now thank this cetacean, this dolphin, whale, or orca for this time of communion, for this help in activating nodes on the ocean floor. Look out throughout the ocean, visualizing what is there, seeing these lines of light continuing and other nodes turning on. Let that work continue even when our process and our focus is complete. And now this cetacean is going to escort you back to the circle where we were all first gathered. And as we come together, we bow to them and we thank them heart to heart. We thank them for their love. We thank them for their presence on our planet and for the joy and wisdom they bring to us. We thank them. And now we come back together and we join hands once more facing one another. And the platform begins to reform under our feet. And we slowly start our ascension back to the surface. Now we go back up into the water. We're going through the water and our head starts coming out of the water. And then our shoulders and then our waist as we continue to rise up above the water until we're totally back above ground, above the water, and the platform reforms its connection with the pier that we walked up initially. You can take a moment if you'd like and walk around the group and hug others who are here. This is important work, and everyone who came was a participant. And together, magic happens. Healing happens. Transformation happens. And now we follow one another back down the pier, back onto the sand, looking back out at the ocean, remembering all that we've just seen and experienced. And now come back into this time and place. Come back into the home where you live. Come back into the chair you're sitting in or wherever you're reclining, wherever you're standing, whatever you're doing. Come back into the here and now, into the environment that you're on the phone or the computer tuning in from. Begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes feeling yourself back into your physical third dimensional body, calling in all of your consciousness back into this reality, feeling the chair under your legs and your butt, feeling the room you're in, coming back into standing firmly on planet Earth, on Mother Gaia, grounding yourself. If needed, put down those roots all the way down into the earth, spreading out as if you were going to be a giant oak tree, so that you can feel anchored and grounded, operating fully physically in the third dimension once more. Whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Thank you, Takara.
Very welcome.
Take your time, everybody, coming back. You may want to look with your fingers, your toes, take some deep breaths. And when you're ready, anyone who'd like to share what you experienced or say anything to Takara, you can unmute yourself with star 6, the asterisk key under the 7, and then the number 6. And we'd love to hear from you. Take your time. That one went deep. Wow, Takara.
Indeed. I often say every year they go deeper and deeper, but like I'm like, what if this one doesn't? So I didn't put that in what I wrote about.
This one was very, very powerful for me personally. This
wonderful.
One was really something. Yeah. Yeah,
and the beautiful thing about all these is they're all recorded so that you can listen to them again.
Yes. Yes, and this one will be up probably this weekend up on the site, globalwaterhealing.org. And, all right. Who would like to?
While people are coming back in, if they're mentally in their body enough to hear me, I would love to invite everyone to participate at Equinox with the Golden Water Dolphin Meditation for Planetary Healing. It's a different meditation than this, but it has a very similar focus and purpose. And we do it every equinox. This is our 25th year of doing this meditation.
Beautiful. What do they need to do to get the information about that?
They can just go to MagnificentU, that's magnificentletteru.com. And then just look under dolphins, and it talks about that. Like it's one of the main navigations. It says dolphins.
Okay, great. Great. Anyone ready to share? Well, since no one is yet, I'll do a quick thing myself. I do a free dolphin energy healing transmission every Thursday at noon Pacific. And it's free. You don't even need to sign up for the email list. You can just come. And the information about that is on dolphinheart.world on the menu, under offerings. And a lot of you do come to those. And if you didn't know about it, or we'd love to have you. And as Mark said earlier, they seem to keep getting more everything seems to be keep getting more powerful these days.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Would anyone like to share star 6? I think you knocked them all out.
I did this once before, like for real. No one said a thing. It was like they were so out of body, so still in somewhere other place. Yeah. It's happened before.
Well, we'll give it another minute
That's
or
fine.
Two.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just calling in all these
Muriel
interviews, and they're
Laurie,
just flooding. They're just flooding the space. I'm just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just rock on my end.
This was.
Yeah.
This one.
It's Ariane. I'm here. Yeah.
Hi, Ariane.
Hi. I've been waiting in the thing, and like, nobody came. So well, I'll come. I had a beautiful blue whale come with me, and we went to. It was a cave with an open, you know, they're open above. There's rock around, but there's open above. And I didn't get a clear symbol there, but when in the beginning, what I got was at first just rays coming out in front of me, but when you had me turn around, then we had a circle of rays coming out all around me. And like I was standing on a node.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very nice. Thank you.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
Thank you, Ariane. All right, now there's some people. Muriel, why don't you go next?
Oh. Okay.
You unmuted you. You unmuted
I know
yourself,
I did, but
so
I was drifting back in. Back again. Yeah, lovely, wonderful. Just so enjoy what you create and we create together under your auspices. I also wanted to acknowledge Izumi Ishii. And he's the Japanese fisherman that had, with three generations in his family, killed dolphins because that was just their tradition. It's what they did, and they were not feeling like they were evil people in doing it, because it was part of their inherited tradition. And he had the courage, as most of you know, I think most everyone here knows of him, to break from that tradition and go into not refusing to kill dolphins anymore and trying to get people on board with appreciating the species, and did it at great risk to himself and his family. And, you know, it's just one of those cases of courage when you believe that it's time for something to change, then having the courage to do whatever is given to you is such a beautiful thing. But in this meditation, what I became aware of is that the cetaceans, you know, as horrible as all of this is, because it's just, it hurts our hearts to see something of this nature taking place. But there is that higher realm where the participating dolphins, what I was told today, and it's not the first time I was made aware of this, is that these dolphins know what they're doing. And a lot of people feel like, well, why don't you get out of harm's way? You know, and they're like, because we're still waking people up. And so there is that level where it's not horrible, at the same time the level where it is still exists. But it was that reassuring message of we're all eternal, and ultimately it all makes sense and weaves together for the good of all. And just have faith at the same time that you're doing everything in your power to help others shift. And so it was just reinforcing that. And you, in the way you do your beautiful presentations, it makes it really easy to connect with the cetaceans. And I thank you.
Beautiful. And you're very welcome.
Yes. Thank you, Muriel.
You're welcome. Thank us all.
Indeed.
Indeed. All right, who's next? Some of you have unmuted and remuted, so your turn.
Hi,
Hi, Saskia. All right, who else would like to share or talk or anything?
While people are deciding, something that I was, you know, like I'm leading this thing, but I'm also listening to myself. And I was observing, like, how many times can a person say the word beautiful? Like, it was like beautiful this and beautiful that and beautiful that. And I kept tuning in. It's like, really? That's the word I'm supposed to use? Yes, that's the word you're supposed to use. Okay. It was comical. It was really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're saying if you humans had more words, then we would use those.
Beauteous. Beauty.
This is Bonnie Blue, and twice in channeling from the dolphins, they said, your new name is beautiful, and it took me a couple years to connect with what they meant, but what they clarified is it's the word B-U-Y-O-U, two, full, F-U-L-L. So I believe they were also bringing that message through you today, Takara, by the word keeps coming up, that we all need to be you, to be ourselves to full.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. Your meditation is amazing. I'm still deep down under there in the ley lines and receiving and giving the codes, and it's hard to come back from that. It was beautiful.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Very welcome.
Subhani.
This is Kathleen in St. Pete. And I just, I was going to share that through these meditations, I've learned to communicate with water, and I was really doing that during the hurricane a couple of days ago, and just really asking the water to stay under my doors. And when I got back, it was millimeters under my door, and I was spared, and only my garage was flooded, and I just really attributed learning so much from everyone on this call.
Well done.
Yeah, fabulous.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was a total miracle.
Keep it up.
Wow, Kathleen.
Yes, hello, this is Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, I just got a kind of opposite message. We're all in the ocean and healing the ocean. And I got the message, let the ocean heal you.
Mm.
You know how we feel when we're in the ocean and playing in the waves and that sort of thing. I haven't done that in quite a while. And I'm less physically able to do things, so whenever I go in the water, all my daughters and everybody go with me to make sure I won't drown.
Right.
But,
beautiful. Yeah.
But that's just the opposite. You know, here we are all healing the ocean, and we forget that they heal us.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Beautiful.
Blessings,
Larry.
David?
Yes.
Oh, I did unmute. Okay, cool. During that hurricane in Florida, I know Jimmy Mack, he's at Jimmy Mack Healing down the right in the Tampa area. Every time he lists his whole email list and you know, everybody down there, all the platforms, and we work those hurricanes as much as we can. And this one did the same thing. It dissipated a little bit before hitting Tampa, and, you know, our intent's always been out where it doesn't go to anybody. But it look at all the times the hurricanes have shown up around Tampa, and we'll all get together and see if we can stop this thing. And it goes by every time, it seems like. I know they still got a lot of stuff there, but if anybody out there, jump on all these platforms and they kind of get together in the Florida region, and you know, and it's pretty cool because I know they said there's 2 burial grounds around there, so they won't come in there, but just I guess anything you can do, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Good work.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark. Take a few more. Well, Takara,
hello.
Thank you. Hello. Oh, hello. We can hear you.
Yes. Thank you, Takara, for this beautiful meditation. It was, really fabulous. And I remember I was with dolphins and doing healing on the water all over the world, and also on the sea life, on dolphins, whales, porpoises, also the ones that are in captivity, and also healing on the dolphins of Taiji Bay. And I experienced these beautiful ley lines running over the ocean floor. And at the end, I realized who the dolphins were that were with me. These are 4 dolphins that I actually met at the end of June this year in the Azores. 4 common dolphins, those beautiful colored dolphins, they came up very close to me. And one of them even had his head above my hand. I could look straight in his eyes. And these 4 common dolphins, they were with me, but I saw it at the end of the meditation. Oh, these 4 dolphins. And it was really great. And also standing in a circle was nice. I was really holding my arms out and my hands like I was I was really in a circle, and that was great to experience. So thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. And you know, like when I say look down, I look down. When I say hold hands, I hold my hands out. Like I do that too.
Yeah, great.
All right. So traditionally, we complete these calls with our chaotic goodbye. And what I'll do is I'll unmute everyone, and we can all at the same time talk. It's really fun. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Takara. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thanks for having
me. All right. Here goes.
Thank you, Takara. Thank you, David.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Beautiful.
That was beautiful,
thank
beautiful.
You.
Thank you,
Whales, orcas.
Thank you, ocean and waves and dolphins.
Thank you, ocean.
Bye.
Gaia, water.
Looking forward to this month again next month. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, everybody.
Beautiful, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Bye, Takara.
Bye.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Here we go.
Okay.